Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. We think that most things in life happen by chance or circumstance and are only a side effect of what we know as fate. We let life happen to us as it is, and although that is seemingly the most carefree decision, there's ultimately this hinge of unpredictability and chaos of having our lives commanded by us by some unknowable force. We need, although in the uncertainty of it all, to have some agency over our life's purpose. We need to ultimately to know how to react to it when the time comes, and thus position ourselves to minimize what is an unproductive chaos in our lives. It is all possible once we get full access to our environments and be able to put out what is controllable in our lives and ultimately for our favor. David Levitin took to the TED Central stage to talk about what his technique is on how to stay calm when you know you'll be stressed. He recounts firstly the time when he had been locked out of his own house because of that unmerciful weather out of sheer urgency to get in. He decides to break his own window. The next morning, as he gets off his flight towards the airport, he approaches the counter, only to find out that he had forgotten his airline ticket. People may say that would be a long string of bad luck to happen to someone. However, Levitin gets into how that tends to be, leading to instinctive reactions towards uninvited circumstances, and how there is better an option to control them. He first advises to go back to that situation. Look for the possibilities of what you could go wrong, and make sure to position yourself in the best circumstances for that not to ever happen again. This is like preventing sickness instead of treating it while it's already there. It's better to be preventive in that sense, so that our unbridled reaction to these bridled circumstances is not as often as they occur. You cannot upgrade or downgrade the feeling of being shocked. It is a constant emotion of surprise. So, you're working in your environment can ultimately minimize it. Levitin gives us practical tips to do this. Whether that be taking pictures of important documents, mailing important emails to yourself on iCloud, and making sure that there's a safety net for every valuable you have. Levitin continues to discuss how it's important to have that pre-mortem system, where it is foolproof from yourself to leave certain things. It is where you think ahead of time of the questions needed to be asked are answered, that will pull you into the conversation forward. Thinking 10 steps ahead, if you will, so that you don't have to confront these questions on the spot. He goes on to give more practical tips on designated places around the home for items to be not easily lost. He goes on to talk about as well, maybe medical advice, which is slightly off topic, however, very interesting discussion otherwise. He notes that we have every right to question what is being handed down to us, because there's ultimately a larger system that usually is at play against our favor. Don't be afraid to ask a number of needed questions to be treated in order for one person to be helped. Side effects. Just so you can fully gauge and use your rights as a patient about the treatment you're getting, and maybe establish a full relationship with your physician. This is slightly off topic, but good advice otherwise in the case if you're needing to go to a doctor. Anyway, going back, in the end, according to Levitin, we are all flawed and bound to fail, and thinking about what those failures might be could minimize the damage and thus minimize it for being a worst-case scenario. It is with doubling down on what we can control that will ultimately set us up for later success in life. It is the confidence to go forward despite hesitation, to no longer use the precious headspace to worry and using yourself, instead, to act. If we take advantage of our environments, then we can ultimately use our powers and potentials to the fullest, and more so, no longer must break a glass window while getting into the house or forgetting your plane ticket when you go over that counter again. It is facing the risk of failure head-on that you will ultimately find yourself in the best position of success. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.